Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andrew and Port Jefferson, what's up, Andrew?
Mike, thanks for taking my call, as always.
Yeah, what's happening?
Listen, I've talked to you dozens of times over the years. I hope you give me a minute. I got a bone to pick with you. The Wilpons, okay?
Yeah.
Jeff and Fred Wilpon. I am a diehard Mets fan.
Yeah,
I arrange year after year group sales events. I love the Mets. I will never stop going to their games.
Right.
You have resorted to threatening your callers.
How have I
threatened
my callers?
You're going to take their personal information.
No, what I said was, listen. Now, listen, Andrew, I'm not going to give you time to do this because you're wasting
Please.
My time. What I said was, if you were going to call up my show and tell me that an owner of the team is guilty of criminal proceedings, you don't get to do that without putting your name on the show.
Let the
owner have some recourse. If you want to charge it, wait, if you're going to come on the show, you don't get to make criminal accusations about somebody. Maybe you do on some other show, but you don't on the show unless you want to stand behind it and prove you have evidence. Now, if you have evidence, then you make it. But we both know that they're not guilty of anything criminally. So why would you allow some caller? Well, you know it. You know
I don't know that. What I want to say.
Well,
Mike,
wait a second.
Please.
Why would they be? Why would you think they're guilty of something criminal?
So I will cite the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. There was a lawsuit against the Wilpons. People around Saul Katz and Fred Wilpon insinuated that they were telling for years that the numbers were suspect. Never have more than 10% of your portfolio in any one place. And it was strange.
Wait a second. Then why didn't anybody, if that's true and all you have is a Wall Street Journal report that somebody said
lawsuit.
That, then why
sure,
didn't
so lawyer.
Wait a second. Why didn't the guy who went after everybody go after them?
Can I tell you something? You insinuated
why
you
did he go after them?
Because you were going to send it to why the did, so they could
no,
have a defamation
No, what
lawsuit.
I said was I don't allow people to make criminal accusations as callers because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You insinuated you were going to send their information.
That's
so
not what I said. No,
lawsuit.
What I said is the same thing I've said, Andrew, 100 times, okay? If you want to come on this show and make a serious accusation about a public person, I will let you do it, but only if you give me your name, full name, and your phone number. You don't get to call in as an anonymous
you
person.
You want my full name right now?
No, I want you to make... Hey, listen, you want to make an accusation against them?
What I want to tell you is...
Do you want to make an accusation against them?
I would not doubt the fact that Fred Wilpon knew there was something sketchy with
really?
Bernie Madoff.
Really? And what do you have as evidence? One guy saying that
emails that came out in court documents that people
Wait a second.
Saying.
Yo, wait. What are you accusing them of?
All I'm saying is that the diehard Mets fans are infuriated.
Wait a second. Why do wait a second. Why, as a Mets fan, do you have to take it to they did something criminal?
You're using the word criminal. He said they were gatekeepers or whatever it was, the caller. Then another caller calls up and says,
why? Because they were friendly? Why does it annoy you that I won't let them make criminal accusations about someone? I wouldn't let them make it about anybody.
You don't know the law, and you're threatening your callers to send
Wait a second. What I'm saying is, listen, you want to make, listen, it's a free world. You want to go after the Wilpons? Be my guest. Go after them. File a lawsuit against them. What the hell do I care?
You don't have that power, but I'll tell you what.
You don't have that power? Wait
a
second. Do you have information about them that you want to put forth? I'll listen to it. But I want you to put your...
You threatened your callers.
I never threatened my caller. Hey, I said you're not making an accusation without giving me your last name.
I just gave you cited information.
You gave me nothing. You gave me somebody's accusation. You know what? Give it to the DA.
There was a lawsuit with court documents.
So what? Anybody can file a lawsuit.
Right, but you know what? Not everyone does, and that was a sketchy
Well, let me ask you something. Wait a second. Where did the lawsuit go?
They are some of the most powerful fans.
Where
in the world.
Did the lawsuit go, Andrew?
Oh my goodness! You know, the reality is,
where did it go? Wait a second. You said they filed a lawsuit.
Where did the $40 billion of Bernie Madoff's money go?
Wait a second. You think the Wilpons have it?
No, my point is that I don't know all the answers.
You just said what is the only fact you made in the whole call. I don't know. Thank you. Which is why you don't get to make them. You want to make accusations about them? Be my guest. You want to file a lawsuit against them? Go to court and file it. You're not using my show to make accusations for no reason. You want to go file a lawsuit? Be my guest. What the hell do I care? Anybody can file a lawsuit. What happened to them? Nothing. They knew Bernie Madoff. They knew him well. He was on a Met plane to Japan. We all know that. That still doesn't mean they knew he was guilty of anything. And if you can prove they did, be my guest. Go prove it. You don't think they were investigated? Everybody was investigated. Show me where it was proven that show me where it was proven that Sol Katz and Fred Wilpon did anything illegal. Show it to me. I'll listen to it. Bring me the documents. Bring me where they were in any way. Show me where our legal system went after them in court. I didn't see any documents. I didn't see any DA going after them. Show me where it is. Why are you telling me about it? Wouldn't a DA love to get somebody as prominent as an owner of a baseball team if he thought that he was duplicitous in the Madoff scandal? I mean, come on now, guys. It's all these years later. Why the hell are you bringing up the Madoff scandal? It's dead. I understand. Here's why, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because you guys are mad they own the team. You want somebody else to own the team. They're not going to have somebody else on the team. So this is what I do. I call up and say they're criminals. When you don't have one iota of evidence that they're criminals. Not one. Do they know Bernie Madoff? I'm sure they did know him well. I know Omar Minaya told me he was sitting on a plane to him with, next to him at going to Japan. Didn't know who he was. He was on a trip. I don't even know if anybody knows that. Omar told me, hey, I'm sitting next to Bernie Madoff on a plane to Japan when the Mets went and played in Japan that time. Whatever year that was. I don't know what year it was. It was a long time ago. Whenever the Mets opened a season in Japan. So Madoff was on the trip. We know that Madoff and Fred were friends. We all know that. Doesn't mean Fred was in any way guilty of doing anything with Bernie. Doesn't it sound like Bernie Madoff told a whole lot of people what he was doing? So, and I don't have any problem. All I said was, if you're going to do it, you're going to put your... And I said this wasn't just about the Wilpons. I've said this about anybody who has ever called with an accusation about a public person. I don't want you to come here and hit and run as Joe from Kokomo. I want you to put your first name and your last name up there, because if you're going to make a criminal accusation about somebody on a show with a reach that this show has, you have to back it up. You got to have something to stand behind it, not just make some ridiculous statement. Because a lot of people make ridiculous statements and hang up. That's not fair to anybody. So you would have thought they would have gone after Sal and Burr and Jeff and Fred. I don't know if you guys are accusing Jeff too. I don't know. Maybe he was too young. I don't know. But the point is, if you got something, put it out there. Take it to the DA. But just to make them, just because you're mad at them that they still own the team, that's not a good reason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.